From the Johnson Space Center in Clear Lake to the Air Force Space Surveillance System Master Transmitter near Olney. If it's above, on, or below Texas, it's on. Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your mission director, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. Don't forget, the show is now podcast after all those years of y'all asking me to podcast it. So if you missed part, you can go to prattontexas.com and listen up, or you can download the episode and time shift it to whenever it's best for your commute or your listening time. Our Lone Star story of the day, my friends, is, as expected, the Texas House let important key bills die by their two-day break they took the other day and scheduling these ideas or these bills too late. Lieutenant Governor Patrick is asking Governor Abbott to call a special session to begin in June to revive action on these key bills. It all leads to a question for state reps. Why are you there if not to fight the godless left's destruction of our culture at every turn? Why? Is it just for your own political ambitions? Is it just to be big man on campus, big man back home? Are you actually there to fight? Because time after time, session after session, you guys muck up the works, push all this stuff back to the end, and let some of the most important bills die. Oh, I know, to the people who don't think we're actually in a civil culture war, or maybe an actual civil war, they think this stuff doesn't matter. These are the key issues that decide our future. And session after session, leadership and others in the House let these things die. It is wrong, and it begs that question. Why are you there? Why are you there? Why are you there if not to fight for God's order and to fight the godless left in this culture war? Because you're just taking up space and wasting our time if you're not willing to go to bat, despite something being unpopular. Our Lone Star story of the day, by the way, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services, providing the best service in DOT business and personal drug and alcohol testing since 1995. AlliedCompliance.com is the website. We've got tons of other news from the legislature. The House had its big midnight deadline last night. Trump says he'll endorse in the GOP potential race for attorney general either P. Bush or Ken Paxton. This is interesting. I've got a bunch of stories on that race I've been holding until we get out of the legislature because we're so loaded up. This one, well, I've got to bring you that story today. And also, Court of Criminal Appeals, our Supreme Court for criminal matters, has reversed lower court rulings and upheld the Texas revenge porn law. Let's start with that. That law makes it a misdemeanor to post someone's private photos online without their consent. The 12th Court of Appeals in Tyler had ruled back in 2018 that the statute, and by the way, when it was passed, I was worried that the wording of the statute was not very good, and we covered this and then covered it when it worked its way through the courts, but they ruled it was unconstitutional because it interfered with your free speech and expression. But the Court of Criminal Appeals, our Supreme Court for Criminal Matters, has said that it is not unconstitutional and has upheld the law. The law, Chief Justice Worthen wrote, is an invalid content-based... Okay, now that was the 12th Court of Appeals guy. He said it's an invalid content-based restriction and overbroad in the sense it violates rights of too many third parties by restricting more speech than the Constitution permits. That was a legitimate argument in this deal, but the appeals court today says Presiding Judge Sharon Keller and our good friend Judge Kevin Yeary said that even though the law is content-based, is in a restriction, it's not overbroad because it's tailored to a specific government interest protecting sexual privacy. So there you go, the revenge porn law upheld by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. All right, my friends, let's get into this Trump issue. Story out today that Trump says he's going to endorse and probably will endorse pretty soon in a battle we're not even, you know, even filing yet. I wish somebody would tell the president that. But anyway, you got P. Bush saying he's going to challenge Ken Paxton for attorney general in the next primary cycle. Trump said in a statement yesterday, I like them both very much. I'll be making my endorsement and recommendation to the great people of Texas in the not-so-distant future. And Bush is land commissioner right now, and nobody can run for anything yet anyway. But they both have histories with Trump. And Trump, this is one of those where it'd probably be better for him to stay out of it. So you never know what'll happen there. Sometimes there's a lot of lack of political discipline in that direction. Now, my friends, let's get right into these issues from the legislature. Many takes on this from many sources. Let's start with Jeremy Kitchen at the Texas Scorecard. Headline, Deja Vu for Activists as the Clock Struck Midnight in the Texas House. And this is right. It's deja vu. It is a tale as old as time at this point. Legislative calendars get posted and provided for what appears to be a mixed bag of bills that made the cut. Then the reality, however, is much more nefarious. And that's the right word because they plan this stuff. At times, bills that are set on calendars, especially ones close to deadlines, provide for a carefully conducted symphony where Republican leadership works in conjunction with Democrats to kill conservative legislation. Tuesday at midnight provided such an occurrence. The House was scheduled to convene at 10 a.m., but didn't actually register until almost 45 minutes later. They had a total of 129 bills on the posted calendar, including bills considered for the first time yesterday that had passed on second reading and several postponed bills. Those postponed bills included the sole bill seeking to ban taxpayer-funded lobbying and a bill seeking to provide free speech protections on social media platforms. House Democrats came prepared to seemingly employ several parliamentary delaying tactics, or as Capitol insiders would call it, chubbing, to delay consideration of bills remaining on the calendar as the day went on. They were largely uninterrupted by House Republican leadership. Senate Bill 10 is passed by the Senate back in April. Was a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying by cities and counties. This is a bill, by the way, that Chairman of the Calendars Committee, Dustin Burroughs, has told me over and over and told you he's all for. Man, he was hot on this. And then as Chairman of the Calendars, we don't get this bill scheduled until the deadline night. Uh-huh. So is he telling the truth? I don't know. It really deeply concerns me. So when it arrived in the House, it was changed in committee by Chris Patty to be a permissive bill that defined what kind of lobbying tax entities can engage in, and it allowed lawyers representing those entities to engage in lobbying without registration. We covered that. But while amendments were pre-filed to correct those issues with the new bill, the legislation was repeatedly pushed back by Patty until September 18, 2021. Both Speaker Dade Phelan, it was a motion there, the Speaker and taxpayer-funded lobbying ban advocate Mays Middleton of Wallace's birthday. That date, of course, is long after the legislature adjourns. While members were forced to take a vote on whether to postpone the bill after State Rep. Matt Schaefer objected, not a single member called for a record vote shrouding each member's action in secrecy. Senate Bill 12, the bill to rein in social media giants over their censorship, was repeatedly postponed and never brought back for a vote. Senate Bill 29, the bill seeking fair sports for women and girls, never really stood a chance after being placed toward the end of Tuesday's major state calendar by Burroughs' committee. Burroughs is chairman of calendars. Is he for the homosexual lobby? Has he switched gears? Or is he there to do the work of God and God's law? I don't know. I really wonder on these things. Because no political deal-making justifies doing things that go against what God would have us to do. As the clock struck midnight, Democrats cheered and waved these homosexual pride flags, and Phelan adjourned the chamber in memory of George Floyd. Headline in the Statesman, "We did it! House Democrats celebrate demise of transgender sports bill as midnight deadline strikes." Unleashing an arsenal of delaying tactics, Democrats slowed business in the House to a crawl for most of Tuesday, a strategy that paid off when a midnight pass-or-die deadline expired without a vote on a bill to limit sports opportunities for transgender student-athletes. This is the biased media. The bill is to prevent boys from claiming they're girls and going in and playing in the girls' sports and taking all the trophies because they're bigger. That's what it is. These bills that died, like the ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying, only died because they were put late in the calendar by House leadership. Period.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, They're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life, Health, Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Now, a man who understands that elected officials work for us. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. From that piece in the Statesman, Democrats criticize Senate Bill 29 as unnecessary and cruel to transgender youths. Really? It's cruel? What about to the girls who have these boys coming in, taking hormones, everything else, and coming in their sport and dethroning their hard work? Of course, it's all a bunch of bull. They killed SB 10, the ability to end taxpayer-funded lobbying. The other one on social media, SB 12. And don't buy anything they tell you. These bills could have been set on the calendar weeks ago. These bills could have been heard even here at the end of the session had the speaker and his leadership team not gotten mad and threw a petulant fit last week and simply adjourned for a couple of days. Right in the heat of the battle when calendars were already set, they simply adjourned. Now, folks, that was working directly with Democrats to kill conservative legislation. And I ask you again, Representative Burroughs and the rest of you, why are you there? Why are you there? To advance your own political career and desires, or are you there to fight the left at every turn? Because it seems like each session, the bills that bother the left the most, you guys let die. Not all of them, but a lot of important ones. And even the Statesman gets it right at the end of their story. Rapidly resurrected and passed by the Senate May 18th, after a similar House bill failed to pass before a key deadline, SB 1311, arrived at the House shortly before an unexpected two-day break was called to protest the slow treatment of House bills in the Senate. That delay all but killed SB 1311, angering conservatives but pleasing the left. You know, they said the ACLU of Texas and all these people. What are you there for? Lieutenant Governor Patrick's called for a special session to reverse these Democrat, oh, I love this headline in the Statesman, Democratic victory on transgender sports, other issues. They didn't have a victory. They were handed a political victory, a strategic victory, by the Speaker, Phelan, Burroughs, and others in leadership by putting these bills late in the calendar that allowed them to run the clock out. That's it. If you'd said, done these days before, it wouldn't have been an issue. They could have had a vote, and that's all we asked for. We don't know if they'll pass. We just want a vote on the record of our elected representatives. But this is how they shield everybody. So the regular session ends on Monday, on Memorial Day, and they don't do any business that day. Patrick said on Twitter that he wants an extra session to begin in June to resurrect these conservative bills. I don't know if the governor will do that or not. He hasn't been very good about pushing for any of this stuff. I mean, he did put out a statement. You know, this is the typical Abbott thing. He puts out a statement talking about there's time left. There's time left to do things. I have that somewhere. I can't find it now. Oh, here it is. Some are trying to end the game before the time clock has run out. There's still time remaining for the House and Senate to work together to get important conservative legislation to my desk. Members in both chambers need to be spending every minute of every day to accomplish that mission. When did the governor put this statement out? This is what I think this is maybe what Tucker Carlson has picked up upon about Greg Abbott when he called him a fraud about the border. The governor issued that statement today. The House deadline was last night. You see how he tries to play everything that way, as if nobody will notice? And most of the local media, if they run it, they won't notice that because they don't understand how it works. I wonder at times if Abbott understands how it works, but then I realize, yeah, he does. He uses it to his advantage because that's what he does with everything. Headline in the Texan.news, transgender sports bill dies in legislature after low-priority placement and Democrat stalling. They got it right at the Texan because it's owned by a former state senator who knows how it works. That's right. It was low priority placement by the calendars committee. Anyway, Senate Bill 29 made it to the House's calendar, the last hurdle before any chamber vote. However, it suffered from low priority calendar placement and chubbing, you know, from the Democrats, the stalling. Carried by Senator Perry of Lubbock, the bill was one of Lieutenant Governor Patrick's priorities. It passed the Senate on a party line vote. Republicans said the bill's necessary to safeguard athletic opportunities for female students. We asked the UIL to create and enforce standards that create fair competition. High schools with, say, 150 students, they don't compete on the same football field against high schools with 4,000 students, said Senator Donna Campbell when the bill passed the Senate. That's all this bill does. It's not about anything else. It doesn't stop people from competing. It doesn't ban anybody. It just ensures who you compete against to keep it fair, to make sure our daughters have opportunities to pursue scholarships that allow them to attend colleges that they may not have been able to attend otherwise. But of course, the Democrats, oh my gosh, we can't do this. It's anti-trans, anti-homosexual stuff. Look, it's already, and they say it's cruel. You heard me quote that a while ago, it's cruel. I'm sorry, that's already the rule. So if it's cruel, why are they not out screaming about UIL? That UIL has the rule in place to stop this. It's not a very strong rule. The idea from Senator Perry was to codify this in state law so that another UIL board can't just flip it, which they will. And then Governor Abbott issuing a statement today saying there's time after the deadline in the House passed. How disingenuous. Maybe you are a fraud, Greg Abbott. Maybe Tucker Carlson's comment was right. Maybe you really are a complete fraud as a conservative. Maybe you would be just as liberal for your political career as you appear to be conservative. I hope that's not true. If Texas were a majority liberal state, I don't think that's true. I think you have conservative principles, but it is clear that your biggest principle is always boosting Greg Abbott for whatever he wants to run for and not putting the needs of Texas ahead. To put that statement out today after the bill deadline passes in the House, how ridiculous. And the Senate's deadline's tonight. Now, one of the things that they killed was this taxpayer lobbying ban. Now, I remember all last, after the last session, all I heard from Burroughs and all these other people was, we're going to push that over the goal. And they were, seriously, they were mad about it. Somehow, the local government lobby has bought these people off, or they've just gotten weak, you know, linguine spined and caved. I don't know. But the House killed it. Killed the ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying after saying they were all for it for a long time and that it needed to be done. So that's two sessions. Now, the rule always is it takes three sessions to pass anything big, but nevertheless, they could have passed this easily by getting it scheduled earlier. And then what's in this social media censorship bill? Well, it's pretty good. They got rid of that. Opponents used delaying tactics against it Monday and Tuesday, preventing it from passing ahead of the midnight deadline last night, reports the Honest Austin team at honestaustin.com. Florida's got a bill that the governor there signed DeSantis because he's a leader. See, he leads his legislature to get things done. And Patrick's mad about it. It's a good bill. It says an interactive computer service may not censor a user, a user's expression, or a user's ability to receive the expression of another person based on the viewpoint of the user or another person, the viewpoint represented in the user's expression or another person's expression, or a user's geographic location in this state or any part of this state. And it has some exceptions that are normal, that where you can, company can remove stuff that incites criminal activity or has specific threats and stuff like that. It's a good bill. It's a good bill. And it's all about the argument about what is the town square these days. It's largely social media. And these people have federal protection against liability of what appears in those posts. Because the idea is that a neutral platform, you're going to have everything crazy in there. And I don't understand what some conservatives, like some on the state Republican Executive Committee, don't understand when they voted to take the party's side off of this Gab side. I don't use it. But do you not know? Well, there's objectionable things there. Yes, that's the point of a neutral platform. A truly neutral platform is neutral. It will have all kinds of horrible things in it. But it can have all kinds of good things too, as Bill Buckley always said. The solution to speech you don't like is more speech, meaning speech you do like, to win the argument, to carry the day. But they don't believe in this stuff. And so these companies now are shadow banning and censoring and everything else conservatives, and taking our voice away in this country, and our own legislators wouldn't do anything about it? Sickening.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
Be safe with turnkey drug and alcohol testing from Allied Compliance Services. If you want lower insurance costs and a safer workplace, the third-party administrator to choose for drug and alcohol testing is Allied Compliance Services. Allied Compliance also provides employment background checks and DNA paternity testing. Learn more at AlliedCompliance.com. Insured, DOT certified, and highly accredited, Allied Compliance Services can help keep you safe.
It may sound impossible, but Isabel and I have done it, having fun while going to the dentist. Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's practice in Costa Rica is personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. Her office is near most of the embassies and a place perfect for walking and enjoying the wonderful weather. If you want top dental work at almost unbelievably affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of things that get done, and they're going to come home, and then they'll have their little Chamber of Commerce-sponsored press conferences where they all rah-rah and cheer the guys, you know, and all these things they did. Don't buy the lie that this stuff just got killed by the clock. Most of these key bills could have been handled weeks ago, some months ago, but certainly weeks ago. And never forget, the House and its leadership took 2 days off out of nowhere, a surprise adjournment the other day in a petulant fit against the Senate, which ensured that stuff that had already been on the calendars before the deadline wouldn't be up against that actual deadline later and not get passed. And this is a trick they've been playing on you forever. It's taken a lifetime of working with these people to come clear on this, because so few in the media ever understood it or they're part of it and didn't want you to know. Even your friends and allies, they do this. They work on this. Oh, I'm all for that. I'm for that. Campaign on it. Taylor for it. Co-author the bill. Sign up as a bill supporter. All the while with backroom deals to make sure that it dies on time, if at all possible, so they never have to cast a vote on it. They lie. Now, there's some good things. The bail reform is on the verge of passage, reports Houston Public Media, and that's one of the governor's top priorities that, frankly, could have been passed weeks ago. The Damon Allen Act, it makes it more difficult for people to get out of jail pre-trial, has passed both chambers, but in different forms, so they still have to work out the differences. Harris County's liberal DA, Kim Ogg, is for this bill. She says, look, crime is up, ladies and gentlemen, and it's associated with bail. She testified that between 2015 and 2020, the number of people who had committed crimes while out on bond had risen from approximately 3,200 to 10,500. Number of offenses of those individuals were arrested for while out on bond rose from 6,348 to 18,796, and I assume she's just talking about Harris County. At some point, D.A. Ogg said, repeated criminal conduct must be stopped even while awaiting trial in order to protect the public. And this is where the public's interest in safety must override the individual's right to personal freedom. Well, that's a big argument, but this is a major item from the governor. This item could have been, shouldn't be waiting till the last days to work out the differences on it, but it is. Legislature takes aim at costly city employment regulations. This got watered down. This is one of those bills that was a must-pass, too, for these so-called conservative legislators, and it looked like they were going to let it die. Unfortunately, they passed it, and they're going to get some pats on the back, but they let it get watered down. This is where the cities are passing employment rules, like how you have to schedule your staff and vacation days and things you have to give them and all this, trying to regulate what's really a federal and state issue. And so this bill passed just about a half an hour before the midnight deadline. And so it's Senate Bill 14. Cities and counties are prohibited from passing any ordinance that exceeds or conflicts with federal or state law relating to any form of employment, leave, hiring practices, employment benefits, scheduling practices, or other terms of employment. Sadly, to get it through, they let some amendments on that does allow local government to pass ordinances that prohibit an employer. This is one of the original reasons we wanted to pass it, because Austin and people prohibit an employer from having a question about, do you have a criminal history on an initial job application? How's that safe for you in the restaurant? How's that safe for your children working alongside people? And I don't know, but it got watered down a little bit, but it needed to be passed. State legislature exempts Texas-made suppressors from federal gun laws. People call these silencers. They don't silence anything. It's not like a movie. They don't go, and that's it. Still makes a big boom. Oh, I was watching some 70s movies, and I was just laughing. They had suppressors on revolvers. All the sound comes out the sides in a revolver. It's not going to suppress much of anything. Anyway, Hollywood, stupid Hollywood. Under the bill by Oliverson, Texas-made suppressors would avoid the Fed regulation if they're manufactured here, made with Texas mark and all that. And it's got some stuff in here about enforcing federal gun laws on suppressors and having to seek a court opinion. But for those interested, that is something to look at. The Senate approved a gutted version of the pandemic powers reform. This is another thing. They're all going to go down there and stand up for us and the people by making sure the legislature doesn't cave everything over, give everything over our liberty and our businesses to the executive branch. And what did they do? They just gutted the hell out of this bill, and it's just terrible. It's bad. Burroughs had his name on that bill, too, and it's terrible. It's terrible. Bill has to go back to the House for approval before it can advance the governor's desk, though, because there are some differences. But it does not do nearly enough to limit the power of an executive to simply decide who legally can go to work and provide for their families or not, and who can have their businesses shut down. The Senate's version of that was the right way to handle it from the beginning. They got it done early, and the House did nothing but muck it up. And I've been told behind the scenes and off the record, Pratt, off the record, they don't want the governor to lose face. I don't give a damn about the governor losing face. I give a damn about my liberty and your liberty. And that's what you're elected to look out for. Not the governor and his political career. Y'all all are so scared of him. Two elections ago, he went after incumbent members and didn't hurt him at all. Showed that it was all bluster and wasn't very effective. Stand up. Be men, women. Texas, that's an interesting piece. In the Associated Press, Texas missing chance to avert deadly blackout, experts say. This is because the so-called experts that the Associated propagandists and others speak with are people who want nothing but massive government regulation. And I read through this big long piece at the AP, and they talked to the experts saying that, well, it just doesn't require enough winterization, except then you go look at the actual facts from the discussion of the bill passed, and you realize that, wait, they're arguing for, because they hate the fossil fuel industry, they're arguing for every gas well and every transport method, you know, every part of the gas wells, thousands and thousands and thousands, to all be winterized. Well, Pratt, what's wrong with that? We don't want it to freeze it. Because only a very small percentage of these wells and well fields feed the power plants. But they want this blanket cost put on the industry. And as some of the experts pointed out, you've got tons of what are called marginal gas wells. They'll just shut the well down because it doesn't produce enough to justify the... If you looked at the price of natural gas, it's darn near giveaway. Doesn't produce enough to actually pay for any of this. And it's not necessary. They ended up taking a pretty good route in this bill to say, okay, let the Railroad Commission go out there with the people and define where these protected areas need to be and then carry it from there. But all these stories you see about these experts, if you know what's going on and listen to them, what they're mad about is that a massive new regulatory agency's not being created and massive, massive prohibited costs aren't being piled on the backs of energy producers. That's what they're mad about. So just be careful about that stuff you see out there about the big deep freeze. Now, these legislators will tell you they ran out of time and they just couldn't get to things like putting a little bit of a stop to this ridiculous transgendered youth movement stuff where the boys can go play in the girls' sports. They couldn't get to that in time. It ran out. They couldn't get to banning taxpayer-funded lobbying. Oh, they've got all these excuses, and yet they had time and had hearings and went through the same procedure for all kinds of stuff that's not important. For example, Texas voters, you're going to get to vote on a constitutional amendment deciding whether rodeo venues can host charitable raffles. Did you know that? They had time for that? Yeah, oh yeah. That one, we could get time for that. And you got this one. Voters will also decide changes to the homestead tax exemption for surviving spouses and military service members. Remember, we did a very nice thing for people killed in action on their tax exemption on property taxes. We got a bill to make some slight changes to that. We could get that through. Okay, good bill. But what about the big stuff?
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Now, here's a man who thinks you take the good with the bad from an elected official. But when the bad threatens liberty, you throw the bum out. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Senate has its deadline tonight. We'll see what other bad stuff happens there. But frankly, the Senate on most things has been much better than the House at getting conservative priorities moved. We'll cover that tomorrow. Again, I ask, why are you there? If you're not willing to fight for what's right and take on the left, look, you're losing the other stuff because the left has won on cultural issues. And you're not smart enough to understand that you've got to fight the left on cultural issues if you ever want to be able to maintain any kind of power for the other stuff, for the physical matters. And don't give me this whole word physical conservatives, but that social stuff, because the ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying wasn't some kind of Christian right social stuff. It was basic governance that most of you conservatives said you were really going to fight for, and you didn't get it done because you either struck deals in the background, got bought off somehow or another, or you just didn't have the guts. And it's probably the latter on most of that. KCBD Television in Lubbock had a piece pointing out that the city of Lubbock, you know, if you don't live in Lubbock, they took over an older high-rise building. Used to be for many, many years, the Texas Commerce Bank building. It was really a first-class building. It had gone into a disrepair, and they remodeled it to have a new high-rise city hall. They did a good job architecturally, and it's not just the tower. It's surrounding land and in full office block, a full block of stuff connected to it at the lower level. They finally moved into the thing, and then we had these big rains a few months ago, and it flooded everything underneath and caused millions of dollars in damage. I mean, it's just utter incompetence. Well, KCBD TV did an investigative piece by Blair Sabol, and turns out the city council in Lubbock yesterday approved a resolution setting aside almost $3 million for repairs, coming right out of taxpayers' pocket. That doubles, more than doubles, the current management for the facility from $3.6 million to $6.5 million. And they write, it still remains unclear at this point if any of the costs associated with the flooding will be covered by insurance and how much taxpayers may be on the hook. Well, taxpayers are on the hook for all of it. Insurance, who knows? It's still under some construction. If a vendor did wrong, they need to be paying for it under their insurance policy or just out of their pocket. These things, and they love to tell you how prudent they are and how sophisticated they are. There was a shooting in Arlington, left 3 dead and 1 hospitalized. This is a place where, I guess, some shacking up's going on. It says that police officers have already been called to the same apartment over domestic disputes several times. Terrible thing happened early in the morning. 4 were killed in a major crash along Farm to Market 51 north of Springtown. NBC DFW says that about 12:45 p.m. yesterday, 2 pickups collided, and about 2 miles north of an intersection on FM 51 with Texas 199, The four occupants of both vehicles, all the occupants were declared dead at the scene. How terrible. Former San Antonio Police Department officer sentenced to federal prison on charges of child exploitation, reports Taylor Petaway at the Express News. This Sebastian Torres, 27, sentenced to 8 years in prison, followed by 15 years of probation upon release. Apparently, according to the government, he sent numerous, he's convicted of it now, sent numerous obscene visuals to another individual in 2019. And he'd been with the San Antonio Police Department for 2 years. Abilene man's been accused of kidnapping his ex and forcing her to drive at gunpoint. KRBC says that Robert Jimenez is now being held in the Taylor County Jail on aggravated kidnapping and burglary of a habitation charges and intent to commit another felony. Officers went there. They had a disturbance Tuesday morning, found signs of forced entry. Resident was missing along with her vehicle. They started looking and found it in Reynolds County with both the resident and the this guy inside. She said he broke into her house, produced a gun, forced her into the car, and made her drive till they were eventually located by police. They had a vehicle collision. A vehicle collided with a train in Stanton. DPS says that this happened on Saturday on the service road of I-20, 7 miles east of Stanton. Apparently, a Ford F-150 driven by 56-year-old Gary Carr of Midland was traveling on the service road and then for some reason left the roadway, traveled across the grass median onto the railroad tracks where it collided with a westbound train. He was declared dead. And you know who the left's going to try to destroy next? Well, no surprise, Chip and Joanna Gaines in Waco. Oh, you bet. The stories are already out there in the Texas leftist media and the alternate sites. This one from the San Antonio Current. Fixer Upper Stars donated to school board candidate who wants to ban critical race theory. That's right. They gave $1,000 to a relative who was running in that school board race in Grapevine, where, by the way, the people won the board seats, won a mayor seat, they won a bunch of stuff, and all on this critical race theory being in their schools. The candidate, Shannon Braun, is Chip Gaines' sister. Ran on a platform of giving children a good education and fighting the school district's use of critical race theory, which is nothing but pure racism. Absolute, disgusting, despicable, evil racism. And so they're already working on this. They're already working to try to get these folks in trouble. So they're going to go after the Gaineses, and we'll see whether they're willing to give up the financial empire if that's what it requires to do God's will, as they so often talk about, or whether, like so many others, they cower. Let's pray for them. Pray they'll stand up for what's right, because the left will try to destroy them. And the more you stand up for Jesus Christ, the more you stand up for your God, the Father, the Creator of all that is, known and unknown, seen and unseen, the more they're going to attack you. So should you put your head down? Well, I guess if you don't care about your soul in eternity, maybe you put your head down and you let the evil win. But good people don't. Good people stand up even stronger and work harder. God will be there to protect them. It's one of the reasons I'm so incredibly angry and personally disappointed at these legislators, who many of whom I know personally, who go down there and then for whatever reason, with little deals behind the scenes or whatever, just make sure that good, strong legislation designed to protect the morality of our state and our people and our children, make sure these bills die. Let the left win. Let the left have their big victories, because that's what they care about today. Notice, they don't argue much over the budget or spending money or any of that. They gripe about not spending all the state savings, the rainy day fund. They always gripe about that. They always want to spend that. Those are just sort of template press releases they let out every session. What they really care about are these social issues. Get everybody out of God's hands and into the hands of the devil, and they don't have to worry about the rest of it. It'll follow. And our people, a bunch of whom make a big deal about their commitment to morality and Christian religious principles when they're running at home and talking before groups at home, go down to Austin and let this stuff just go away. Now, it's not enough to say, well, we passed the pro-life bill. You know, that's still, it's like saying, well, it's kind of a way of saying, well, I went to church on Sunday, thus I can do anything else the rest of the week. I'm sorry. You're either there for what's right or you're not. and you need to be there for all of it. Now, yeah, on some independent bills, on some certain little details, there's always room to disagree. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the sabotaging by use of the calendar and other methods of key bills that matter in this state and in our culture. You think it's not getting worse? The Texas Scorecard has a piece pointing out that in a job posting obtained by the Austin American-Statesman reporter, the number two person in the DA's office in Travis County, Trudy Strasburger, explains that she is, quote, reaching out in the hopes you may be looking to prosecute police officers. Specifically, an email from the number two person in Austin DA's office says, I'm reaching out in hopes that you may be looking to prosecute police officers or that you know someone who is! Exclamation point. The DA ran on a police accountability platform, but this email is sparking controversy. Of course it is. This is what they're doing, political prosecutions of police, and our people don't want to stand up against the culture wars. More tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.